garnered 75% approval in a recent public opinion survey. You can see the Washington Post of the 23rd of August for that.
Mona Makamabe, thank you very much. So being a household name is sufficient license to go to war, and then incidentally bungle it.
It did not bungle it. It came to a draw with Israel. It's the first time that an Arab force resists Israel's continued and sustained and institutionalized assault against civilian populations.
Well, we had Hassan Nasrallah almost apologizing, didn't we, on
no,
August the 27th, saying, if I had known that the operation...
No,
finish this, please?
Yes,
could
go
I?
Ahead.
Thank you very much. If I had known that the operation to capture the soldiers would lead to this result, we would not have carried it out.
Absolutely.
So it was a huge miscalculation.
No, it was not.
He's admitting a miscalculation.
No,
we got it wrong.
No, it was not at all a miscalculation.
He's saying he got it wrong.
He wanted it a local attack. He wanted the release of Lebanese prisoners. He did not.
He's saying he got it wrong, and now you want
the
license. You
want
to give him a license to bungle at any time.
He didn't want an escalation of war. It is Israel who has escalated the war.
All right, Mona Makamabe, thank you very much indeed. Now let me call, please, on Hisham Qassem to speak for the motion.
Well, Osama has just spoken about the Lebanese perspective. I'll try and speak about a regional perspective. To begin with, Mona Makram Abid just said Hezbollah got 75% support in a poll that was carried out in Egypt. That is 25% decline from July 1st. Had you carried out that same poll on July 11th, you would have had 100% support for Hezbollah. We all had Hezbollah in mind as the liberator that did liberate the south of Lebanon. Now there's a debate, you see. So it really meant that they did lose ground. Now I commend Hassan Nasrallah for the apology he made and did say that had he known he would bring about havoc and destruction on Lebanon with this operation, he would not have done so. Unfortunately, I think it came 3 weeks at least too late. From week one, we knew this was not going to stop. All diplomacy had come to a halt, and Israel unleashed its army and brought about the horrible destruction of Lebanon. He should have backtracked. The fact that he held on was really to save face. In 1945, the Japanese emperor realized the rest of Japan is going to be destroyed. He showed statesmanship and put down his sword, and now Japan is the second most powerful economy in the world. On July 12, Israel did not only kidnap two Israeli soldiers, they kidnapped Lebanese sovereignty and have failed to show any statesmanship since then.
Hisham Qassem, thank you very much indeed. You think the Lebanese should sit cringing in fear of an even tougher Israeli Prime Minister, and that's why Hezbollah shouldn't act? That's a reason for Hezbollah not to act?
Certainly. Look at the history of Israel and how it's dealt militarily with the Arab region, and look at the balance of power. There is nobody who is capable of standing up to Israel, and if we look from the Haganah gangs...
But is that a glorious position? The army offered the Israelis tea, didn't they, when they came in?
Certainly.
Is that a glorious position for the Lebanese army?
It's not a glorious position. It's a position of responsibility. You do not stand up and involve your country in a confrontation where others will suffer.
So nobody was supposed to resist? No sovereign state has a duty to resist somebody who barges in through
your
borders?
What about negotiations? Over 80-something percent of Arab-occupied territory was liberated through President Sadat's initiative, through serious negotiations. That was an alternative. Sheba is nothing in comparison in size to Sinai. Sinai is even bigger than Israel. Now, when somebody took the initiative and went out there and showed some leadership, he liberated over 80-something percent of Arab-occupied territory.
This view from a villager in the mountains above Beirut. My aluminium plant has been ravaged, but we finally lifted the heads of the Arabs. What none of the Arab leaders could do, confront Israel, one person, Hassan Nasrallah, is now doing.
Well,
pride.
Yes, certainly. Yes, but that's not...
That doesn't give them a license. That doesn't give Hezbollah a license to fight a war.
No, certainly not. If Hezbollah wants to assume the position of statesmanship, They should show it. And sometimes you have to take difficult decisions.
Hisham Qassam, thank you very much indeed. Now let me please ask Ibrahim al-Moussawi to speak against the motion.
Let me first say that I come from a country, from Lebanon. I'm a Muslim, I'm an Arab, and I come here just to lay to the floor, to the ground, what I'm going to say now. First of all, I'm against this motion because I have unshakable conviction that Hezbollah has the right to fight a war in Lebanon's behalf for the following reasons. It's one of the basic rights of any human being, of any group, of any individual to fight for his liberty, independence, sovereignty, pride and dignity. When Hezbollah fights, it's not starting a war. You're talking about a response, you're talking about reaction. And when we talk about Hezbollah resistance here, we're talking about the question of legitimacy and the question of authorization. I want to draw your attention that the Lebanese government, the Lebanese cabinet of Mr. Sanyura, that has gained the confidence of our parliament in the June 2005. They submitted a ministerial statement that say in word, literally, the resistance has the right to continue its operations against the Israeli occupation to liberate Shib'a farms and to retrieve the Lebanese hostages in the Israeli prisons and to act as a defense for Lebanon. This was the ministerial statement of our government that gained the confidence of the government, of the parliament according to it. So when you talk about authorization and whether Hezbollah has the right to do it or not, you have to ask the Lebanese government, the Lebanese parliament, which is representative of the Lebanese people. Again, if Hezbollah does not have the right to fight a war to defend its country, I want you to tell me who has the right to do so. We don't have an army, a mighty army. We all know now the formula and the equation in the words today. Might is equal to right. The United States is a superpower. They can manipulate anything. They can manipulate the United Nations even. And no one can raise a hand in order to say no. So when our classical army, and we all know that the United States has guaranteed the supremacy of the Israeli troops all over all the Arab troops. In this case, people have to resort to other measures to defend themselves. And here starts the story of Hezbollah and its resistance, which dates back to 1982. I believe that Hezbollah, in its operations, in its war, in its resistance against the Israelis, it's doing its job, its duty, and its right. If Hezbollah is doing this, this is every Lebanese job, every Lebanese duty, every Lebanese group duty and right to do it. If they are not doing it and Hezbollah is doing it, I believe Hezbollah should be praised and hailed and they should be blamed for that and not Hezbollah. Thank you.
Ibrahim al-Moussawi, thank you very much indeed. You weren't actually fighting. You weren't actually fighting a war on Lebanon's behalf. You were fighting a war on Iran's behalf, weren't you? Iran has made it quite clear it wants to wipe Israel off the map. It gives you the weapons and orders you to fire them at Israel, and you gladly carry out the duty.
And when we started,
and get the retaliation onto Lebanon.
Good question. And when we started fighting in 1982 against the Israelis, we were fighting this for the Iranians or for their nuclear capabilities. And if we are fighting for Iran, if we are mercenaries for Iran and for Syria, for anyone, every party, if it's a client-patron relationship, then you want to maximize your profits.
What do you think they gave you the rockets for?
Out of
charity?
Fine.
They gave you them to use them.
Of course they gave us to use them.
Exactly.
But not to use them to be mercenaries and for the Iranian sake. We are using them for the...
And it just happened to coincide neatly with what they wanted you to do.
To keep the sovereignty of Lebanon, to keep the heads of the Lebanese up, and more than